This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum. And recently, Mary Liedman from Robobank gave us an outlook on the world situation on dairy supplies and interesting things to look at. First of all, exporting-wise, the EU exports 30% of their product. New Zealand, Australia exports 30% into the marketplace. The U.S., 15% of product in the marketplace. South America, 5 to 7%. So you can see who the players are in the world global export market as well. China was a big player here in the early in the 10 years ago at this point, importing large amounts of product from New Zealand and from the United States and from South America as well. But in 2018, they expanded domestic production, and they went from basically 31 million pounds in 2015 to 41 million pounds in 2023. So they're now going from 70% to 85% self-sufficiency in China. One of the reasons that grew well was that the price for that milk in that growth phase was about 60 cents a liter, which would be about $30 per hundredweight. Now, that price has dropped back and is really squeezing the marketplace on these dairy farms because they import so much feed into the country to feed these cows as well. Plus, the economy is slowing down, and therefore, there's less purchases going on as well. Certainly, when we look at the world butter situation, there's a big demand for butter. Unfortunately, Bill, we are not the low-cost producers on this one as well as skim milk product. But our star is going to be cheese. And we have some of the lowest-priced cheeses in the world market. And cheese is increasing in popularity. And she predicted a price of about $23 per hundredweight in 2024 that is just ending here at this point. So she listed five factors that are going to be important when we look kind of where this is going. First of all, population. Certainly, where the growth is going to occur. And they said about 75% of the growth is going to occur in Africa, India, and Pakistan. So that's where the real growth is going to occur, which also indicates opportunities to export product. As far as consumption patterns, the Indian population consumes about 220 pounds of dairy equivalent. Algeria in Africa, 11 pounds. China, 64 pounds. Japan, Korea, 132. The U.S. is at 660 pounds. Cheese, butter, milk equivalent here as well. And some European countries are even higher than us, especially on the cheese and butter aspects of it. Another factor that comes into play will be the growth. Where will we see milk increasing? We'll see some growth in the southeastern part of the world. Vietnam and Thailand is trying to increase their dairy production, although they have certain environmental challenges and heat stress in Canada at this point. We expect the U.S. to grow, she said, about 1.3%. They don't think New Zealand, Australia, or Oceania is going to see much growth because of regulations and the availability of land. South America could be a real superstar. Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay certainly can produce more milk very economically as well. And China's growth will be slowed because of their economy that's going on right now. Certainly, a big question will be Canada. If Canada did not have quotas, they are what she called a sleeping giant because they have tremendous land resources and feedstuff that could really produce a lot of milk in a short period of time. The last factor will be the population age. Children drink more milk, and therefore Africa and India will have a much younger population compared to China and the United States. So certainly that's another factor as well. So take-home messages, Bill. Certainly, there's interest in maybe moving to South America by some of our producers. There are risks and opportunities involved with that. Canada could be a real opportunity if they took the quotas away. Bird flu, as we mentioned earlier, is a factor affecting certainly California. But Europe has their challenges with blue tongue as well. So we're not all alone with disease challenges. And the beef on dairy, she said, would have very little impact, but it will impact the number of replacement heifers and the value of those animals. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured on our Feed Forum Friday, every Friday, here on Dairy Radio Now.
Christopher Holton. It was a Saturday morning. Normally, I go for my normal walk.
With no warning, Chris suffered a near-fatal heart attack. Brian Buckley, a bystander, saw him collapse and perform CPR he learned from the American Heart Association, which saved Chris's life.
Looking at your hands, these two hands could save a life.
To learn more about how the American Heart Association helps save lives, go to helpheart.org.